This is Denial, written by Draco the Lizard and read by Tipsy Kitty. Sex isn't a competition. Ed knows that. But he's Blackbeard. He's good at everything. So obviously he's the best at sex. Steed, meanwhile, from what Ed has learned over the past few months, before and after Steed left, has only had sex with his ex-wife, which neither of them enjoyed very much. Steed doesn't talk about it, always insisting Ed can't possibly be interested in the details. And anyway, don't they have more interesting things to talk about? Or do? And then Steed gives Ed a look Steed probably thinks is subtle before glancing at the bed. And okay, maybe it's cruel to leave Steed waiting for the sex he's clearly gagging for, but Ed's always had a cruel streak, and it's fun to make Steed squirm with a smirk or a fleeting touch to his thigh. But Ed's also been planning. Because if this is going to be Steed's first time with him, Ed's going to make sure it'll be the best damn sex ever. He's going to ruin Steed for anyone else. And tonight is perfect. Most of the crew is on shore leave. Roach has prepared tapas. It's romantic to eat the same food that had been all over the deck when they first met, right? Ed still has a bottle of that delicious French wine from the ship they raided a month ago. And Ed's had a bath. Steed is having one right now. While Ed is tidying up in the cabin and making sure there are no tripping hazards from the new sofa to the bed nook. He lights a few candles, sticking them in empty bottles and arranging them so they cast the cabin in a golden glow. Perfect, obviously. He puts the plates of tapas on the stolen coffee table and takes one of the little sausages. Delicious. He smooths out the wrinkles in the burgundy breeches he's wearing. Steed complimented him on them last week. And Ed's trying to experiment with his style. And they're very comfortable, soft and smooth against his skin. The top buttons of his white blouse are unbuttoned, and he pours the two of them some wine. In the ensuite, Steed's splashing about in a way that tells Ed he's getting out of the bath, and Ed resists the urge to go in there. He won't shag Steed in the bathtub. Not for the first time. Maybe their second. That tub can probably fit them both. Steed emerges in a teal bathrobe, hair mussed from toweling it dry. Ah, lovely. Ed stares at him, swallowing hard at the sight of Steed walking about like that, triangle of his chest exposed along with glimpses of his calves. Steed smiles at Ed, his eyes taking in the candles, the wine, the tapas, and Ed himself. We're having a night in, he asks. Looking excited. Indeed, Ed murmurs, handing Steed a glass. Figured it was long overdue, and we've got the ship to ourselves. Mostly, he adds, because Lucius and Pete stayed on board, but he already told the both of them to stay out of the captain's quarters unless they want to be keel-hauled. Me too. Steed takes the glass, eyeing Ed. Does that mean you, have something special planned? Ed's smirk grows. Can't get anything past you, can I? A toast. Steed raises his glass, and Ed clinks his carefully. To wonderful company. Wonderful company. Ed echoes, then sits up. He's not letting Steed take the lead here. He puts his wine down on the coffee table and picks up a grape. You look hungry. Oh, well, I... Steed shuts up to eat the grape Ed's offering him. Lovely. Ed shifts closer. Roach prepared us some tapas. Have you tried these? Steed leans forward, letting Ed catch a glimpse of his nipple, and takes one of the pieces of toast with sun-dried tomato and herbs. Ed opens his mouth so Steed can feed him, and licks the tip of Steed's finger with his tongue. Delicious, he says, holding Steed's gaze. Steed stares at him. Very, he murmurs, cheeks reddening. Edward. Yes. When you said you had something special planned, Steed trails off and shifts closer. Please tell me that it's sex. Ed wants to laugh at the look of apprehension on Steed's face. Would you like it to be sex? He says, resting his hand on Steed's knee, slipping under the hem of the bathrobe to rub his thumb across bare skin. Steed lets out a whimper. Please, he replies. Oh, Ed. It's all I can think about. You consume my every thought. Good, Ed says, leaning forward to kiss Steed. They've done plenty of kissing ever since making out, but Steed always kisses like this is their last chance. He's hungry and eager, and Ed loves it. Come here, then. He tugs Steed closer, inviting him to sit in his lap. Edward. Steed sighs dreamily as he straddles Ed. Oh, I hope tonight would be. He kisses Ed's cheek. I'll confess I came out in this bathrobe determined to finally seduce you.
Did you now?
Ed asks, grinning. He slides his hands under Steed's bathrobe, over his bare thighs.
How are you going to do that?
No idea, Steed admits, laughing as he runs his fingers through Ed's hair. You're the master tactician, not me. Ed hums in agreement, kissing Steed's neck.
You must have had some idea on what you wanted to do.
He's got his own plans on how he's going to take Steed apart tonight, but he'll take Steed's suggestions if they're good. A few ideas. Steed smiles as he runs his hands down Ed's shirt. Oh, the burgundy breeches, right?
Right.
Ed agrees.
You like them, so.
Steed's eyes widen, and he gasps in delight. You wore them especially for me. Ed gives a half shrug, thumbs rubbing circles across Steed's thighs. He can see the fabric over Steed's groin tent promisingly.
Might have.
Oh, Ed. Steed kisses him again and again. You lovely man. He runs his fingers down the breeches, making Ed's breath hitch. You know what I really like about these?
The color?
Ed guesses. They're fall front breeches, Steed tells him, and Ed frowns at that. Yeah, he noticed that when he put them on. But what does that have to do with anything?
And?
Steed looks down at Ed's groin, his fingertips running down the row of buttons. Ed sucks in a breath at the featherlight touch. Well, they open in the front, don't they? You can see the appeal.
I think I can, yeah,
Ed says, grinning.
Been thinking about that, have you?
He wants to know every dirty little fantasy in Steed's mind so he can make them all come true one by one. Steed nods, glancing at Ed before looking down again.
I have. And what have you been thinking about?
Ed prompts, because sometimes Steed needs a little encouragement.
Come on, you can't surprise me.
I suppose not. Steed is still tracing that row of buttons up and down, and it's going straight to Ed's cock. I'm afraid my thoughts are probably rather tame compared to your past conquests.
Don't care,
Ed says, tempted to grab Steed's wrist so he can tug Steed's hand to palm his groin so he can feel just how much Ed wants this.
Your thoughts? What do you want to do?
Well, I've been talking to Lucius, wanting to be prepared for this occasion, should it arise. And he mentioned that it's fun to take your partner's number in your mouth. Steed meets Ed's eyes. I think I'd like to try that.
Yep.
Ed manages, because he definitely wants to try that too. Had been on his list for tonight, except he'd be sucking off Steed. But he's hardly going to stop Steed from doing it to him.
You sure can.
Steed grins, his entire face lighting up with delight. I can? He asks. And his fingers finally find Ed's hard cock. Oh, he looks down.
You'd really like to try that, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Ed doesn't rock into Steed's hand. He doesn't want to scare him off. But fuck if Steed frowning down as he rubs his fingers up and down to get a feel for Ed's size isn't making Ed shudder in pleasure. It's the fabric rubbing against his cock and Steed being in his lap and touching him and talking about wanting to suck him off. His cock jerks eagerly when Steed presses down more firmly. His own fingers dig into Steed's thighs. If you don't mind, Steed says, now palming Ed's cock through his breeches. I'd like to start with that. You've got these convenient fall front breeches on, so we can just pop your cock out while I get on my knees. Now, Lucius said I'm not supposed to use my teeth unless you're into that, and to take it slow for my first time. But I really want to try, deep-throating, I believe he called it. Steed looks at Ed. Is that the right word? Deep-throating? Ed says. Because shit, fuck, he's coming now. He's coming in his fancy fall front breeches that Steed's been thinking about for the convenience,
Because Steed wants to get on his knees for him and fucking try deep-throating him on his first go at giving him a blowjob. He shudders on the sofa, eyes closed and groaning while Steed calls his name. Ed? Edward? Steed pats his cheek. Ed blinks at him.
Yeah?
Steed looks worried. You okay? Ed's great. Ed's just had a wonderful orgasm. And now he's going to have a wonderful nap and... shit.
Shit.
His first time having sex with Steed, and he fucking came in his breeches like an amateur. It was supposed to have been Steed who got all flustered while Ed whispered his filthy plans for the evening in his ear while touching him. Not him. Steed pats his groin, and his eyes widen. You came.
What? No, I didn't.
Ed splutters, shoving Steed's hands aside. You did. Steed grins, looking alarmingly excited. What made you come? He gets up, striding over to the door to the hallway and opening it. Lucius, he shouts. Come in here. I need you to take notes.
I didn't come,
Ed insists.
I definitely didn't come in my breeches.
Lucius, Steed shouts, then huffs. Honestly, what's keeping him? I need him to take notes on this.
On what? Ed demands.
Because obviously nothing has happened that requires note-taking. Especially not by Lucius.
How to best pleasure you, obviously,
Steed tells him, sounding annoyed.
Ed stares at him. You want to take notes on how to pleasure me?
Yes, Steed frowns down the hallway. How am I supposed to learn how to do that properly if I can't refer to my notes? Lucius, come in here.
I will not.
Lucius shouts from somewhere down the hallway.
Captain's orders.
I'm your captain, and I'm ordering you in here.
Other captain,
Lucius shouts. Steed looks at Ed. You ordered him to stay out.
Ed says. I slightly said I'd keelhaul him and Pete if they disturbed us tonight.
Steed looks at the coffee table, at the wine, and Top is still there.
Ah. So... will you close the door so we can get back to enjoying ourselves?
Certainly. Steed closes the door. You'll want to enjoy the afterglow. From the orgasm I gave you. He sounds smug.
No, I want to enjoy your company.
Ed insists, feeling his face redden.
Not the afterglow from the orgasm I definitely didn't have.
Steed walks over to him. Well, if you didn't have an orgasm... then obviously you'll have no problem with me trying that blowjob thing on you, right? Because you won't be oversensitive. Ed meets Steed's determined gaze.
Sure,
he says through gritted teeth. Steed sighs, taking Ed's hand to lead him back to the sofa.
I don't see why you're so stubborn about this, Edward.
You had an orgasm. That's the whole point, surely. Ed sits down, trying not to pout. But by the fond look on Steed's face, he is.
Didn't want to come yet, he mutters.
Steed passes him his wine glass. And why is that?
It's fucking embarrassing coming in my pants like that,
he exclaims, gesturing at his damp crotch.
Like I've got no self-control.
Steed grins at him. Well, consider me flattered I made you lose your self-control then. Ed huffs, but smiles a little at how pleased Steed looks.
You menace.
Steed hums happily. You love it. Ed sighs, leaning closer to kiss Steed.
Yeah, I do.
The end.